Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
We are quite keen to take a look at some key reports and outcomes that have been shared by the Competition Commission. They've published their inaugural cost of living report, and this really does come on the back of their essential food pricing monitoring report. This gives us some perspective as to how much you and I are paying for goods, services and food primarily that we purchase in South Africa. Remember back in 2020 when the price of ginger, lemon and garlic shot up because of the pandemic? And then after that, we were worried about the price of vegetables. Then after that, it was potatoes and so much more. So what does all of this mean and how do we make it make sense for our lives as South Africans? Raksha Daji, senior economist at the Competition Commission, joins us now to tell us more. Raksha, thank you so much for your time and being patient with us this evening. There's been a lot to uncover. And as you can tell, we appreciate an understanding of how the bigger picture makes sense to us in our individual capacity. So maybe let's just start by getting clarity on the inaugural cost of living report, where it stems from, and what the details and insight is meant to reveal.
Sure. Thank you so much for having me, and good evening, everyone. Yeah, so the cost of living report is, as you said, we first had the EFPM report, which was just looking at the basic food prices. And that was 5 years ago, and we've now expanded to the cost of living report, which basically includes all other, household goods and services that impact consumers' budgets. So we've now included items such as electricity and water, healthcare, education, funeral policies. Yeah, I think those are the main ones, and rentals as well, housing rentals. Mm-hmm. So it's basically just, your everyday costs that affect your budget beyond food items. Yeah.
Help us understand, because we're well aware that Stats SA and a few other institutions also do cover this when they look at the food basket, give us a view of inflation. How does this differ from some of those industry reports in terms of helping us understand the impact of the cost of living?
Yes, so we use Stats SA data. So Stats SA publishes CPI data, which is basically the cost of a basket of goods and services. And we use that to track it over time. So what we have done in this study is we've gone back to 2020, right until 2025. So over a 5-year period of time, we've tracked prices and compared them to overall inflation to see items such as electricity and water, how much have these prices increased over time compared to general inflation. So it gives us an idea of basically how much consumers are paying and how their budgets are affected. Because if you look at overall inflation, which is generally used to then determine your wages, some of the prices have increased way above general inflation. And so you find that, what people are actually paying is a lot more than what their wages can account for.
100%. And maybe let's go there, right? Because so often as consumers, we often comment that, ooh, this has gotten so much more expensive. Things are just tighter. Mm. Our pockets are struggling. What is the reality that you see through the data that you've collated?
Sure. So if we look at, I can start with the non-food items, which is the new items that we've looked at. So if we look at electricity and water, you find that electricity prices have gone up by 68% over the 5-year period that we're talking about. Water prices have gone up 50% in the 5 years. What we've also now seen is the cost of GP services, which is your primary health care, the cost of, visiting a general practitioner. These prices have also been increasing quite significantly, which is a concern because only a small percentage of South Africans have medical aid. So only about 16% of South Africans are covered by medical aid. And so cost increases in healthcare services is quite concerning. We also look at taxi fares. Majority of South Africans, about 34% of households, use taxis to commute to work. And increases in these fares is also concerning. So what we find here is that taxi fares are increasing. And when petrol prices increase, the taxi fares increase. When petrol prices come down, we don't see a decrease in the fares.
True.
That's also concerning. Another concern that we have in the food items. So as I mentioned, we have always been looking at staple foods such as bread, maize meal, canned pilchards. And what we find now is that maize meal prices have increased quite significantly. So you will recall that, after the Ukraine and Russia war, the prices of wheat went up quite significantly. But what we're now seeing is that the cost of wheat and maize have declined, but this hasn't passed through to producer prices for bread and maize meal. So producer prices are still quite high. And at the retail level, maize meal prices are increasing. And this is concerning because the input costs have come down, but we're not seeing that being passed through to consumers. Mm. Similarly with eggs and sunflower oil, retail prices haven't come down as fast as they should. So producer prices have come down, but retailers are not passing that through to consumers. So that is a concern that we are observing in terms of the food prices.
And it does lead to a lot of frustrations, right, for us as consumers, because we just feel like we're working so much harder, but not necessarily reaping the benefits of softening inflation, even though the numbers allude to it. Does this, I guess, given that you work for the Competition Commission, also help identify any areas of anti-competitive behavior from a pricing point of view in some industries or businesses, sectors and spheres?
Yes. So the objective of the report is to understand markets for basic goods and services and to determine whether they're working well or not and look for ways to improve where they're not working well. It's also to bring about transparency so that we can identify opportunistic behavior amongst retailers or producers and try and fix this where this behavior is exposed. So some of the food items where we have seen concerns, as I mentioned, we are worried about these. So the idea of the report is to highlight these. And once these trends are exposed, it will put pressure on producers and retailers to adjust their prices accordingly. And where we find that there may be room to investigate or engage with other government authorities to try and bring down prices, then we will also do that. Mm. So the idea of the report is to highlight concerns.
I'm so keen, right, Raksha, because we hear this, we see it, we feel it, we pay for it, and we see it in our bank balance as consumers. But for anyone that's listening, you know, we're likely going to do our groceries over the weekend, travel, you know, prepare for paying off school fees and loans as we head towards the end of the year, preparing for holidays and so many other themes. What do we need to bear in mind as consumers as we personalize this information?
I think what is important is, especially with the services, prices are increasing, so they are quite high. I think it's important for consumers to, budget accordingly, because as you can see, electricity prices have increased quite significantly, water as well. I know consumers are looking at ways to reduce costs for themselves, such as, alternative sources of energy, like gas for heating and cooking, for example. Consumers are moving to solar as an alternative. So it's about being aware of the costs that are impacting them. And, where they can, consumers would probably look for alternatives. But it's also about raising awareness so that measures can be put in place to drive down inflation for these very important goods and services.
100%. Raksha, thank you so much for your time this evening. Really, really a pleasure speaking to you tonight. And thank you so much for giving us some perspective into this key data, essentially being the Competition Commission's inaugural cost of living report, highlighting that, yes, we are feeling the pinch of South Africans when it comes to taxi fares, transport, even the cost of maize, which we know for many South African households is a staple in terms of our diet. Thank you again for your time this evening, Raksha.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Raksha Daji is senior economist at the Competition Commission. Just a quick one out of interest and insight that it did come through that we didn't have time to run through. But on the positive side, in terms of costs reducing in South Africa, mobile data, that stabilized since 2019. There was an inquiry there regarding the pricing of data connectivity in the country and how expensive it was. And you might recall certain measures were put in place to make sure that all mobile operators would make sure that they reduce their prices. So that has come down in terms of the lessons there.
Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfuphi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.